They simply loved. And they were not educated, simple, covered girls. They were not the Vedantis. But they learned to love Krishna. That's the only qualification. They learned to love Krishna. That was their qualification. They did not even know that, they are not even bothered to know whether Krishna is God or not. They are not even bothered. They do not know about it. They simply loved Krishna. Without any identification. This is, Prabhupada is highlighting in his class. What happens, what is our position, especially when we come to Krishna consciousness, after so many, India had so many opportunities to take devotional service, and finally we came to Krishna consciousness, you know. Other hand, worshipping God, because we are impressed about Krishna. We are very much impressed. With all our sources of spiritual life, we found Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are quite impressed with that. He is the Supreme Lord. We know that. Gopis loved Krishna unconditionally. There is no condition. They just loved Krishna. Because this comes how? Without the mercy of Krishna, that is called anugraha. We cannot have that attachment. They just have attachment to Krishna. They love Krishna. Not an educated people, simple covered girls, no fashion, nothing as such. Unconditional. They were loving unconditional. They came to know the absolute truth simply by virtue of their love. That's all. Their love was so pure, virtue of love. Therefore, gopis' love is the highest. This is the quality of gopis' love. Now, we'll come to what Prabhupada says. Then now the gopis' love is so, their platform is so higher. So now we cannot imitate that. So acharyas like Prabhupada, he says, to go back to your full Krishna consciousness, our thing is that we have to repair our earlier status, all sinful things. So you have to go back to your full Krishna consciousness. So what you have to do? You have to awaken your Krishna consciousness fully. Fully you have to awaken your Krishna consciousness. Therefore, simply want to understand, follow, Prabhupada is telling. Simply follow this. What is that? There is a scheme. What is that scheme? Books are the basis. Just find out all this Siddhanta, Tattva. Total with great efforts, Prabhupada has kept us ready. We are very fortunate. Then, preaching is the essence. Take that, use it, and preach it. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, are you alive? Then preach this. Tell this Krishna consciousness to others. This is an essence. And third, utility is the principle. Whatever the situation, that utility is the principle. Finally, purity is the force. We have to become pure. This is not a phrase. There is one more. Stress is there, Prabhupada. This is not a phrase. It is a fact. Always emphasizing association with the devotees. Association with the devotees. These are all things we can do by associating devotees. This is a big teamwork. Either book distribution, or understanding the philosophy, preaching, utility is the principle, even purity, everything. It's a big teamwork and association of devotees. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is asked, Rai Ramanand, what is the greatest distress? So Ramanand Roy gives person, devotees separating from devotee is the greatest distress. Greatest distress. Actually, Krishna reveals in very, very special way. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same Krishna, he had come, he revealed it. Because otherwise, for going for thinking about Krishna or thinking about Vaikuntha or Goloka is not an ordinary thing. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave that perfect path, and through our acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, it is possible for you. You can have that same love. You can go back home, back to Godhead. Perfect. The thing is that Lord is descending within His name. That name is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then we get all the strength for this. That is Param Drishtat Nivartante. That when you go to the higher taste of Krishna's love, your all problem is solved. That is the highest taste for Krishna. Once you go for highest taste for Krishna, your all problems are solved. It will be removed, straight away removed. The example is, you can see from Bhagavatam, of course, some example. The Govardhan Lila, Indra tried such a rain, a massive rain, just to destroy the Vrijvasis and everyone from Vrindavan. I mean, they were totally surrendered. And what happened is, what is the result? 7 days and seven nights. All of you are knowing it. Result is, even a single grass couldn't be uprooted. Just see. See the power of how Krishna is protecting. And not only that, your single dust couldn't be removed from your Govardhan. Just see, you know. Single dust also couldn't be removed, because how the shelter of Krishna is so powerful, we can understand with this. Gopis are just taking Krishna's name, the Krishna himself. Name is Krishna himself. They could realize that. They wanted only that. So finally what happens? We are going for the higher taste of Krishna consciousness. That is a solution for all our problems. And we get the real knowledge. What is the real knowledge? There is no knowledge. Without the knowledge, what happens? We do lots of sinful activities. How can we eradicate our sinful activities? By having proper knowledge. That proper knowledge means removing all our illusion. When illusion is out, we get that same transcendental knowledge. And there won't be any sinful activities later. And Krishna consciousness transforms from selfish attitude to selfless attitude. Selfish to selfless. You get transformed immediately. And by that, he gets the love of God, love of Krishna. Love of Krishna is automatic. Because all this Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything we are getting that, get ourselves transformed from selfish to selflessness. The motivation is out. Then we'll give some example. One who has taken shelter of Krishna, what way Lord protected them. That now the example of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, very, very highlight story of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody knows it. Because Hiranyakashipu, as you know very well, Hiranya means gold, Kashipu means very soft bed. He wanted to enjoy. That is the meaning. Even so many Hiranyakashipus are there. Even today, more than Hiranyakashipus. At least Hiranyakashipu had certain ethics. They don't have even that ethics also nowadays. So, he wanted to enjoy totally, externally, without Lord. So he took all the boon from Brahma and started to enjoy. But he was not happy. He was not happy. Why? Son Prahlad was becoming devotee of Krishna, Hari. He was not happy. He did not like it. Even most of the materialistic, they don't like it. Whatever the spiritual thing means, it is some odd subject nowadays, you know, because they don't like it. one of the places I was, we were doing some kirtan because there was some person who lost his life. All devotees were doing kirtan. This person was very leader of that group, society, you know. He came, the kirtan was going on Maha Mantra. So he came and told me, let them stop this. Let them stop this kirtan. I said, why? You wanted to give some lecture or something? I asked him. He said, no lecture. Then we'll reduce the volume. Don't worry. Silent kirtan will go on. Then he could not tolerate, he went out only because they could not tolerate it. This Hiranyakashipu mentality is too much. It is there. Because it won't taste them. Stop it. You know, this is practical things, you know. Where do you go? So this person, he was asking, in spite of that, he was inquiring with his own son. The quality of Prahlad was so great. He was so compassionate for his father. It was not that his history will be given to the future generation or that way. That's why in drama people are acting. It was not that. It was the truth. He was so compassionate with his father. Some other he wanted to put him to connect with Krishna. That was his mood actually. Prahlad's mood. So he was just coming and this person, this my 5-year small boy, so he's just asking, Prahlad, how you are feeling? How you are feeling so much comfortable? Tell me, Prahlad. You are so comfortable. In spite of all my threatening, all my punishment, still you are so comfortable. And he was asking, what is your actual asset you have to be so comfortable? So Prahlad very, very, very compassionately, my father is really asking some good question. So he wanted to give him. My dear father, Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. He says, my dear father, foolish persons do not know that their ultimate goal is Vishnu. Because he could not say, you are foolish. He says, foolish person do not know that their ultimate goal is Vishnu. God is Supreme Lord. And that is our job. And then what he says? Durasha yena bahir arthamanena. Because durasha, all sort of, which is not at all internal, it is all external happiness, that is called. So he said, they are hoping something never to be fulfilled. They are going hoping for something never to be fulfilled. That is all external interest. It's not connected with Krishna. Adjustment with the external world. They will be totally miserable. They are adjusting it. You know, taking all, forget Krishna, I will take this, I will put that, I will put this, I will make that big industry, I will do that, then I will give a big ad, then I will give a big ad for collecting money. Come and give the money for this company. So these are the things, you know. Externally, Krishna is not connected on that. Hare Krishna. So this is what adjustment he is doing. People are doing the adjustment, forgetting Krishna. So this is durasha. It is not what they are supposed to do there. And the same thing in... is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Pandavas retire timely because Pandavas have to finish their pastime. When Krishna finishes pastime of this world, material world, then it was stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's purport says, the merciful Lord left behind him the great teaching of Bhagavad Gita so that one can take these instructions of the Lord even when he is not visible to material eyesight. Whatever is given to in this Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, same potency is still there and it is still working in the same way without eyesight. So then he says, there is no difference between the sound representation of the Lord and the Lord himself. That is చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సేమ్ కృష్ణ. నామచింతామణి కృష్ణ చైతన్య రస విగ్రహ పూర్ణశుద్ధ నిత్యముక్త అభిన్నాత్వం నామ నామ. మెనీ టైమ్స్ వీ హియర్ ఇట్, ద సేమ్ కృష్ణ. వన్ కెన్ డిరైవ్ సేమ్ బెనిఫిట్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవద్గీత యాజ్ అర్జున డిడ్ ఇన్ ద పర్సనల్ ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సేమ్, ఓన్లీ ద ఫెయిత్. నెక్స్ట్ విల్ గో లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ the yeah this 4B. Now we'll go to finally I have to see the watch also because Krishna is in a form of call. We have to see within that period you have to finish your exam or chanting, hearing and chanting, whatever that. She's main thing is Prabhupada, he mentions the special benefit by reading about Krishna's pastimes. That is the 10th canto. And he is referring even Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary also. Results, this transcendental pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, are so powerful that simply by hearing, reading and memorizing this book Krishna, one is sure to be transferred to the spiritual world. This is a statement. This Krishna book. That's why Prabhupada, in midst of started the Bhagavatam, then he immediately took that 10th canto of Krishna book. He has taken that. So spiritual world, which is ordinarily very difficult to achieve it. Ordinarily, it is very difficult to achieve the spiritual world. You know, why for? Even up to coming to Krishna conscious, person like me, even after my college studies also, I was knowing person has to go to Swarga, enjoy life, you know. Then came to know, Vaikuntha, when you go, you will never turn back. That nobody knew. There was no question of Goloka. Even now also to explain, it is very difficult. Then you have to give what is Goloka. Hare Krishna. Is Krishna able? Nobody knows. With all those qualifications, no, we could not get. That's here. Yeah, that's why you are understanding about Krishna and you will be transferred 100%, you know, to world, which is not, ordinarily it is not possible. Very difficult to achieve. The description of pastimes of Lord Krishna is so attractive that it automatically gives us impetus, because we don't have the taste. But once, as soon as you read Krishna's book, he gives us impetus to study repeatedly. And the more we study the pastimes of the Lord, the more we become attached. This is what always. Same Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nasta Parayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That is only a medicine. It will remove all your sinful activity. It will make you pure. And it is so attached. Otherwise what happens? There won't be an attraction also. The Krishna provides that attraction. More we become attached to him, this very attachment, this is very important, Prabhupada mentions, this very attachment to Krishna makes one eligible to be transferred to his abode. This very attachment to Krishna, by reading Krishna book, makes one eligible to be transferred to Krishna's abode, Goloka Vrindavan. This is what, it is very serious moment and is very pure and perfect. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we got this absolute truth, the same mood. Because Krishna accepts us. We, as a child, is just lifting hand and my mother, please lift me. Unless mother lifts, child's hand will be up only. Mother, lift me. So, the approaching whatever we do, we don't know. What is mother is going to give us? What is our future? We don't know. Small child doesn't know. You know, after becoming, you know, quite wise adult, then he will understand, I needed some bank balance, I wanted fame, I wanted this, I wanted that, I have to set up a family, or you have to become brahmachari, whatsoever. Because you come to know later, initially no. This position, our position will be like that, because just taking Krishna's shelter, everything will get set right. We'll get whatever we are supposed to have it. And without any motivation. That's why, anyabhilashita shunyam jana karmadi anavritam anukulena Krishna anushilanam bhakti rutam. That is a pure devotional service. Devotional service everybody are giving, every cult in India. Because whoever took birth in Mother India, they are all devotees. But the most fortunate person, he will just try to go for the pure devotional service. That was Prabhupada was emphasized. You have to become a pure devotee. There's no dirt at all. Remove all the dirt. 100% pure. 100% pure. Then only you will go back home, back to Godhead. That is possible. I'll give you one small example. It recently happened. Then you have to pray for that person also. It is in Goa, one of devotees' father-in-law, he's a devotee also, he had some mild stroke about a couple of days before, and they took him to the hospital because he was chanting. People are thinking he's not that so serious, because elderly people, always younger things, they are not serious, you know, so much serious. The time of result, when they come to that last stage, Krishna gives all the on a gift, you know, whatever they have done, a good things. So that person was admitted, and doctor asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Hare Krishna. My name is Hare Krishna." Actually, he forgotten his karmi name. How Krishna is giving the mercy, you know. Then they said, "You are not that. You are some Anand Shanbar or something like that, Anand Kamat. My name is Hare Krishna." So after saying that so much, he was hearing Prabhupada's class, Kirtan, Hare Krishna, or some other. Now, yesterday's position, they called up and asked, please ask the devotees, because he is in ICU, his condition is critical, but let devotees pray for him. So today I am asking, requesting all of you, just pray for that great soul which is taking its name, and he renamed himself Hare Krishna. So this is most important, because how Krishna is detaching the material thing and giving attachment, because the gift is given later. The parents normally they keep some bank balance for the children's, and when the time comes, you know, finally they give that gift, you know, your account so much is there. So Krishna, Lord, is doing that. Whatever the best thing we did, he is our Supreme Father. He always does that. So here in this, today's class also is such, whatever the particular things we did it, knowingly, unknowingly, like gopis, no, they were not knowing anything. No motivation at all. Nothing. They know only love Krishna. That's all. Without any anyabhilashita shunya, no motivation. So that quality only Krishna will grant us. By his anugraha, we'll get it. It is not that particular qualification, particular efficiency, particular richness, or particular name, fame. It won't help. Of course, it will help to for the external activities, but Krishna's activities, the tongue itself is enough. Just chant and you'll be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. There is no time for question. So please pray for that great soul of Goa. say, let Lord protect him. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.